This is Fresh Air. I'm Cherry Gross. Today and tomorrow, we're paying tribute to Frank Sinatra, who turned 82 this month. For a lot of people, Sinatra's records of the 40s, 50s, and 60s are bound up in memories of the past. But those recordings are also loved by people too young to have those associations. Foremost among his younger admirers is Charles Granata. Granata is a 34-year-old cop who has amassed so many Sinatra records, photos, and related material that he now has a Sinatra archive. Several Sinatra reissues have used graphics from the collection. He was the project manager of a box set of Sinatra V-discs and project director of the box set Frank Sinatra, The Columbia Years, 1943-52. I asked Charles Granata to choose one of his favorite recordings from The Columbia Years.
I think the one song that really typifies Sinatra at Columbia as a ballad artist, because primarily during the Columbia years, he was known as a ballad artist, and that's really the style that he perfected.
And we're talking about, what, the late 40s and early 50s?
Yeah, Sinatra was at Columbia from 1943 until 1952, and during that period, he developed his true song styling. I mean, Sinatra became a song stylist. He wasn't just another singer, and people really recognized Sinatra as a ballad singer. And I think the one ballad that I love that really typifies Sinatra as a ballad artist at Columbia is his version of Body and Soul.
Oh, that's a beautiful record.
It's gorgeous. It's got a great Bobby Hackett cornet solo. Sinatra's emotion is just right. I mean, everything about this recording is, for me, it's just perfection, and it really is the quintessential Sinatra Columbia song or ballad.
It's a great record. Let's hear it.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
Have you ever met Sinatra?
I met Frank at the Waldorf Astoria in 1985.
How did you get to meet him?
I just walked up to him. I knew we had seen his concerts at Carnegie Hall twice that week, and I knew that he went back to the Waldorf after he was done with the show, and my wife and I waited at the Waldorf in the alleyway where the cars come in, and he pulled up in his limo, and he got out, and we were the only people there. And he was very gracious. He signed an album cover for me, and he you know, talked to me for a minute. He was just very, very gracious.
What'd you say to him? Did you tell him, oh, I have a whole archive about you?
No, but at that point, you have to remember, I was only about probably 22 years old, and I was just awed that I was, you know, meeting Frank Sinatra. To me, that was just totally incredible. And I remember saying to him that I really appreciated his music and that I really loved the concerts that week. And the thing that struck me was that, you know, he very easily could have just signed this album that I gave him and just tossed it back at me. You know, he really took a lot of time. He looked it over and he kind of chuckled to himself, you know, as though he were remembering something about the album. And then he signed it. You know, and it's the Wee Small Hours album, and he's standing on a lonely street with a lamppost, and he's got a cigarette in his hand. And I remember that he very carefully signed the F to the left of the cigarette so he didn't go over the smoke, and then he looked at it, and then he continued to sign on the other side. He was just so nice about it. And, you know, I'd heard horror stories, you know, that you couldn't get near him, and that if you approached him, that these bodyguards would pounce on you and kill you, and it wasn't like that at all. He was just very gracious. It was a great experience.
Well, Chuck Granata, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. It was great.
Charles Granata recorded in 1995. The album that Sinatra autographed for him in the Wee Small Hours is also Nancy Sinatra's favorite.